Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in the first week of April. I think this will be now Wednesday, April 3rd.
Good morning.
We'll be airing this one, and fun stuff coming up. What is your spring look like for you coming up?
Well, goodness, we're kind of shifting to getting ready for Anna to be home from school. She'll wrap up the first week in May, and then we will go great guns wedding stuff is the truth. But we do have some fun things on the horizon too, just some good family gatherings and some fun things going on. Dan and I are planning a trip to Niagara Falls. That'll be more in May though, so but some good stuff going on. Yeah. What about you guys?
Well, we've got some fun stuff coming up with the kids and grandkids. Aiden is graduating this year from high school and going to Baylor, so we'll have some fun doing that, and just getting them through and graduation ceremonies and all that. So that'll be fun. And
graduation in Colorado, May time frame?
Or yeah, it's
May or June.
End of May. Yep, it'll be end of May, and then he'll we'll be with him for another few months after that with our summer, and then he's off to college. And so
yeah, and he and Josh will both be at Baylor, correct?
Both be at Baylor, and
that's exciting.
And that'll be fun. And then we're taking our leaders that can go to France. I'm working on that right now, of getting all that detail together and
That one didn't work for us with the wedding, so while y'all are doing that, I'll be running down to Nashville to say hi to my mom.
So we'll have a grand time over there, and we're going to be dealing with, I've developed a new topic called intercessory prayer, and it's been something that God led me into. And again, it's always fun because we typically have certain thoughts about what it is, but when we, with the privilege that I've been able to have is to dig into it much deeper, and then because I get to hear his voice, he can show me things and reveal things to me, and it's like, whoa, this is way different than I thought, and so it'll be fun, and maybe we'll have that, some of our podcasts sometime, but it's really a great topic, and particularly where we are, leaders are at, we are all living out what we're experiencing here is, we're receiving, we're on the path, God's path, we're experiencing his very best. And he does ask us to give it away. And one of the ways to give it away is this thing called intercessory prayer. And the depth of that and how beautiful that is. And we're going to be called into it in a deeper way. So that'd be fun to do that. And so we get to do that. And we get to do it
That's
in a beautiful,
awesome.
Beautiful place in France. So.
Right. So, are you sharing? Have you shared on the podcast where you guys are going to be for that one?
No, I think not. I think this is funny.
It's such a sweet treat.
How
right?
God does it. But, we watch the Downton Abbey movies. They're actually, the movies are really quite good.
Loved the whole series.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Number one and then number two. And the second movie was where the grandma, by the way, Maggie Smith, she plays her. I do always appreciate, because I know a lot about production and scripts and things. And whoever wrote her lines was clever. And she had the best lines because she could play it, as a grandma, with the little
She
bit
was
of,
so good, right?
and so she just had fantastic, funny lines. And it's a story about her inheriting this villa in France. And they go to France and have a vacation and all this. And so we were watching it. And Linda just said, I wonder where that is. Mm-hmm. And so I start doing some research and where is that villa? So I look it up and I'm looking at it and I'm getting some information about it. And then there's a website about it, you know. And so I go on the website and then I email the website. Do you rent this out? And they come back and say yes.
Isn't that crazy?
I said, whoa, don't that be something? We could rent out that place that's on the movie. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, and so I start working with them, and we get a group of us that say that, you know, it's a little bit slightly pricey, but wasn't awful. But, hey, if we had five or six couples go, could we all afford it if that's all it went? And or we could help others go, you know, and the answer was, yeah, we could do that. So we secured it. And then we started offering it to our leaders. Well, we have, you know, we have 12 couple leaders.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a good group coming, right?
So the price of it now has gone back to normal, you know, for everybody. And so it's really terrific. And so we're going to be at that villa on the movie.
And, so fun.
We're having...
And you're going to have a ball, right?
We've already hired a band, and we're going to have a ball there.
So fun.
We're going to try to... see if everybody can dress up like the Roaring Twenties. And
I saw Linda's outfit already. She sent me a picture.
and so it'll be fun. So we have the one that, you know, when we talk about fellowship, you know, we have a wonderful group of leaders, and part of it is hearts to just do life with God themselves, that they have to be living it out, receiving it, abiding, and giving it away. But there's just a sweetness.
Yeah. About and it makes it so joyful when we're all together, right?
Yeah. It's such a joy to, and we have such fun and laughter, and we share, and we get to share the great stories of supernatural, and we get to talk about stuff, you know, that's coming up. And we would, you know, we just would encourage everybody to always at least have some small inner circle around you. And the condition is really simple. It's, are they encouraging you to walk with God? Are you encouraging them to walk with God? Are they walking with God? Are you experiencing the supernatural? And then are you having great joy together?
Right.
And we do, you know, and it's something special. It's just hard to describe it. But when God puts those people together, and we've noticed it, that it's all about the heart. If there's a pureness of that heart, you know,
just a humility before God, plays out, right?
And do we have differences? Sure, you know, and but it's just something special, you know. And so we would encourage everybody to keep building their community and build those qualities. And God, I just have appreciated so much the what He calls the body. And the community of people that we are intended to be, it brings a vitality of life that's just beyond us personally, you know. And
right.
And so we just would encourage everybody with that. Anyway, we're gonna have a great time, and it'll be fun. So as we were talking about hearing God's voice, we talked last time about waiting, being guided, led into truth, be willing to walk with Him, and He'll deliver. The covenant, and He'll deliver truth, and then He'll show us the way. And this is another great psalm that speaks a little bit to that and a little bit about these desires of our heart. So let's go to Psalm 37, 1 through 8.
Sure. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon sell. For they shall soon be cut
so,
down
so
like
you
the
say.
Grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
Yeah.
And cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm.
Yeah. So he says, you know, and you know, don't compare yourself to others, and don't worry how come they seem to be doing better or having more money than me or more this or more that. He said, don't concern yourself with that. He says, rather, he says, trust in me. And the word is that you have confidence that he will deliver the life that he promises because of who he is, and he so loves being with us.
Right.
And he wants you to love being with him. He said, so I want you to trust that. And you know, when you think about trust, you know, if you think of, and you've had kids before, you know, little kids, when they're growing up, they do break trust. And they don't do it necessarily purposely. They just wind up doing stupid things. and they break your trust, where you're concerned that because of what they just did, I'm not sure I could trust them to do the right thing next. They're going to have to learn something because they just demonstrated they can't. So in that scenario, what do you basically do to your children? You say, you have to earn my trust back, right? Well, why? Well, you be faithful, and you'll see that I'll deliver what I say I'm going to deliver to you.
Right.
Because it's been broken. In order for it to be reestablished, it has to be proven. And God, he says, life is really about learning to trust me. And it's not a false trust. It has to be proven that it's real. And then you can trust him. And he says it does start with a willingness to trust me because I can't do it any other way. And the way he characterizes this is this. He says, I don't allow you to test me to prove to you what you think is the answer to your issue. He said that's a false trust because now you've established yourself as God and not me. And so, like, for example, and this happens a lot, is that, you know, why are you so discouraged? And people say, well, I prayed. I trusted that God was going to do this thing that I wanted him to do, but he didn't do it. So I've lost trust, and I'm discouraged. And I said, yeah, I understand that because you actually got it backwards, is that you're seeking your own will, and you want God to fulfill your will. I said, he can't do that or he wouldn't be God, because he knows more. He is working it in a much bigger way, and we have to learn to trust him. And that is the moment where there's a decision that has to be made, because most people say, yeah, but I can't trust him because I thought he was going to deliver these things to me, but he didn't. Or I thought he was going to answer prayer, but he hasn't. And particularly if it's something big, you know, like I really needed this job and I didn't get it, or I really needed this economics or I didn't get it, or I really needed my relative to be healed and they weren't healed. And so I'm discouraged. And he said, okay, I get that. But he says, learn to trust me. If you have a heart to come and learn it, I'll prove it to you. And it'll build your trust that will become easier and easier and easier. Just like similar to the disciples, you know, did they know anything about the supernatural? No. He had to prove it to them. And he said, I'll persuade you. That's okay. I can't just say, trust me and I never do it. I said, trust me and I will do it. You know, but you gotta, but he said, you're going to have to walk with me. You're going to have to come with me and experience it. If you choose not to, which a lot of people didn't, they never learned to trust him. Because they weren't willing to take that first step. So he says, all right, here's how you do it. He said, trust me. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to speak to you. He says, dwell in the place that I have you and feed on the pasture. Okay, so he's given a picture of the sheep. And the sheep is supposed to be with who?
With the shepherd.
The shepherd. He says, so just come with me. And feed on where I have you. And that's why we start out with abiding, is learn that. We just did a retreat, and we taught people who are mature believers but immature in abiding because they didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. So we had to teach them what that looked like, had them abide, had them experience abiding, and now they have to feed in the place that God put them. Feed in the word, feed in the pasture, feed in the truth. And I said, if you do, and you do it faithfully for 30 days, by the end of that 30 days, you'll never stop. Because you'll start to learn that, and it's not a hypothetical. It's just like, well, you learn more stuff.
It's just reality.
it's that God will do things, and you'll hear his voice, and he'll guide you, and you'll start to recognize, wow, this is beautiful. He says, I'm going to build up your trust to the point where he says, if you delight in me, and you delight me, God speaking. Okay, now think about, he just defined what that means. He says, learn to trust me. I'll prove it to you. Stay with me for me to do it. One, feed in the places I have you. Be in the word. Stay in the word. Stay in relationship. That delights me, and I'm going to have that delight you. And when we're delighted with each other, because you're with me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And as I help people understand that is, you know, the desires are where? In your soul. See, they're in your heart. They're you. They're yours. So you just, you know, talked about, you know, what you did with Dan and what you're planning on doing with Dan. Well, that's unique to you. Other people wouldn't find that interesting much. But we do because it's unique to you. So the desires are who God made you to be and what's inside of you and how you think of things and look for things. And he said, I want to deliver that to you and excite you for that and to show you how beautiful it is. And as you do, you'll get more excited and you'll trust me more and you'll feed with me more and let me fulfill it all the time. And I'm going to do things that only I can deliver. That nobody else can, you know. So, you know, when we were, and I've shared this, maybe you've shared a little bit about this, but when we had moved to our new retreat home, I was clearing out my office, and Linda and I had written 20 years before, 100 desires of our heart. And somebody had said, hey, you know, write them down, and we did, but we forgot about them. You know, they were there for 20 years, literally forgot about them. And I pulled it out, and we looked at them, and it says, oh my gosh, 54 of those 100 have been delivered to us by God, and they were all spectacular stuff that we had just written down as just an exercise, but it was truly who we were, you know, who, what we reflected. And, you know, one of which was I wanted to have a private dinner in the White House, and by that time I'd have three of them.
It's like, Oh, wow.
You know, that's spectacular. And we said we want to be doing, we had written this down, it's funny. We'd want to be doing retreats at castles in Europe. And that's, that was how our ministry started. How our ministry started. And that's what we did.
That's,
you know,
so
and we still
cool.
do it. And God says, here, I'm gonna deliver it. And then as I began to pursue that further with others, and I said, you know, when he says, I want to give you the desire of your heart, I said, keep going, in a sense, simpler and deeper. And so Linda and I, we have desires right now, and but they're related to the what we call the things of life that we're facing, and they're what we call it our clutter list or our unresolved issues list. And as God has taught us, he says, well, what's the desire of your heart? And I've learned something, is it's not to tell God what I want him to do, but rather the desire is that I would walk into his resolution.
That's good.
And I know it's going to be best and none better because he's already proven that to me. So the desire is, hey, I got an issue. I got something that's a conflict. I got an adversity. I got a sticky thing. Linda, let's go. Our desire is for God to show us the way through that and to the answer. And so we're going to feed on his faithfulness. We're going to stay in his pasture. We're going to delight ourselves with him. And he'll deliver the desire of our heart, which, interesting enough, the answer syncs up with who we are. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's remarkable, you know, how it works. So it's not just a answer. It's God's answer that's unique to us that syncs up with who we are.
Right. So, right. I mean, because he made you and he knows these things too, right? Yeah. He placed these desires in you.
And it excites us. So, you know, as you think of, you said your daughter's coming home. You know, just if you think about how simple that is, just in a way, okay, what's your desire in your heart for her coming home?
Oh, can't wait to just spend time with her.
To do what?
To have joy, to play, spend time together, talk.
Yeah,
it's plan the wedding.
it's to work on the wedding. It's to help her with her choices going forward. And my desire is actually that she would learn what it means to experience the covenant. Mm-hmm. And I would like to be available to help her do that, and for us to be able to enjoy a memory. Mm-hmm. Together, because this will be the last time she'll be there as your daughter,
right?
And so your desire is out of that, and God says, if you have a heart to receive it, I'll deliver that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just walk with me, and listen to me, and follow me, and you'll experience the fulfillment. And by the way, He says, I know what you like, I know what she likes, I know what Dan mm-hmm. likes. It'll all fit together beyond even your ability to verbalize mm-hmm. it. I'll be able to deliver it because your heart's desire is that, well, we'd have a grand time together.
Right.
God says,
when our hearts are aligned with His and we're seeking His heart too, He literally, I always say, He both gives us the desires of our heart and gives us the desires of our heart, right?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, He said, trust me, learn to trust me, have a willingness to trust me, feed with me and learn it, stay with me and delight yourself in me. I will perform what I say. Mm-hmm. You can trust it. And by the way, I want to give you the desires of your heart at all levels. Some of these grand, long-term life things that are exciting for you. And the things that you're facing right now that I know you have desires about, He said, I don't need you to tell me what I should do for you, but have a heart to receive what I know I'm going to give you if you have a heart to receive mm-hmm. it, and it'll sync up with who you are. So that's
right.
It's really amazing. So Heavenly Father, we just are rejoicing that if we delight in you, you'd give us the desires of our heart. And it's not hokey. It's not self-centered, but rather it's a beautiful walk with you who has a heart to have us learn trust, to feed with you, to walk with you, to stay with you, and then to enjoy you. And we praise you and thank you. What a privilege it is. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If this brought questions to mind, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com, and we'd love to talk about them. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.